Hey, this is Jackson Fong, Student Ministries Pastor here at Community Church of Susanville, and you're listening to another audio devotional. This is week 4, and today is day 4 from the series, The Me I Want to Be. Again, this week we're talking about deepening my relationships. And today, being day 4, we're talking about directions in loving others. But before we go on, why don't we go ahead and pray. Dear God, thanks so much for today. Thank you for our time together. And as we've been talking a lot about love and the importance of you loving us and us connecting with your love and how you desire for us to connect with each other and to show other people's love so that they can see you, today we ask that you would help us to figure out a little bit better how you want us to love each other. So Lord, we ask that you would help us to figure that out. And when we're being shown love, help us to see how you're allowing people to show us love. We ask and pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we're looking at Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verses 6 to 18. And as we look at this passage, again, we're going to be looking at the idea of directions in loving others, directions that God gives to us in loving each other. Again, sometimes it's tough to figure out, well, how do you love someone? I mean, especially if you're not loving them, lovey-dovey loving them. How do you really show someone love? What does that really mean? So let's go ahead and let's take some time to read. Romans chapter 12, verse 6. In His grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. Be happy with those who are happy. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think you know it all. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can to live with peace with everyone. My dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, I will take revenge, I will pay them back, says the Lord. Instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. This passage covers so many different topics. Where do we start? For us, we're going to again start in verse 6. Verse 6, Paul is talking to the Romans about the different gifts that God has given people. He's talking about different ways for us to show ourselves to be a sacrifice for God and to really to show ourselves that we're laid aside for God and for God's use. And it goes down the list of gifts, the gifts of prophesying, the gift of speaking out for God, the gift of serving other people, the gift of teaching, the gift of encouraging, the gift of giving, the gift of leadership. And as it and the gift of kindness. And as it shows these different gifts, as it talks about these different gifts, it talks about doing these things well. One of the simplest ways for us to show love is to do what God has given us and to do it well. The next part, verse 9, it says, don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. one of the things that's really tough to do is, how do you really do that? Especially when that person just irks you because they don't know when to stop talking, because they don't know when to stop pressing your buttons, because when they don't know when to stop teasing you or to stop harassing you or nagging you. To not just do the action, but to really love. To really love is not just showing the action, but to feel the love. How do you feel the love? Part of it is by doing, and part of it is by seeing. To really love them, it says, hate what is wrong, hold tightly to what is good. To hold tightly to what is good, to hold tightly to the truth, to hold tightly to the perspective that God has for that person, to hold tightly to the value that God has given to that person. That's not easy. Verse 10, to love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. To show genuine affection, that requires a little more time, a little more effort. To show genuine affection means that we have to find out what makes a person tick. What do they enjoy? What are they blessed by? To take delight in honoring each other. To really honor someone means that you have to take the time to find out, what are they worth being honored for? What are some of the things they do? What are the things that make up that person? Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. That kind of throws out some of the things as far as excuses that we might come up with. That's too hard. That takes too much time. The truth is, in loving people and loving someone right, usually it takes a little bit of effort. That means that person that's judging you, you're going to have to, it's going to require some effort for you to forgive them. It's going to require some effort from you to look past their self-righteousness. For those of us that make the mistake of judging, it's going to take some effort for us to not judge, to not look at them because of what they wear, how they wear it, who they hang out with. It's going to take some effort to stop and look at them for the beauty that God has made them. It's not just about that, but to be able to serve the Lord enthusiastically, to do things because it's good for God, to do things because it's going to help us grow, not because somebody asked us to, but because it's important. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. Our confident hope is this, is that Jesus is gone to make a place for us. That Jesus is coming back for us. That Jesus has taken care of our punishment for sin. That's the confident hope we have. Cling to that. And when we cling to that hope, it's really not that difficult to be patient during the hard times, because we're reminded that our difficulties are only for a short period of time, and to keep on praying. As we pray, it makes it easier to hang on. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. How many times do we run across somebody in need? Someone who's struggling in a class. Someone that has a need of food, a need of help, an older person that needs help, whether it be shoveling their walk, raking their leaves, doing yard work, carrying groceries, walking the dog. How often do we come into contact with a younger person who's in need? These are all things that we can do to show love. As we deal with people that are mean to us and are just obnoxious to us, Verse 14, pray, bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. When we encounter people that are just giddy because of something, be happy with those who are happy. As we encounter people that are hurting because of a lost loved one or because of a loss of job or something else, again, verse 15 continues and says, weep with those who weep. There's so many things when we look at this passage we can pull out. Long story short, God desires for us to love each other. And God gives multiple ways for us to show love and express love. The challenge here is this. God gives us all these options. What do we need to do? Who do you need to show love to, and how can you do it? What are some ways that you need to show love? What are some ways that you are failing to show love that you need to change? Know that God desires for you to experience love and to show love in amazing ways. Let God do it. God bless. Remember that you're loved and you never have to be alone. For additional details, check out cfcyouth.com.